Hello and a pleasant good morning to you live from OPBGN, the home of Blizzard Gaming Night, for today's show match between Fatboy Senior and Lousy.Cheesy. Should be an interesting match here on the map Satyrchasm, a map that will be used for a 2 versus 2 tournament next week. And as soon as the players give me the confirmation that they are ready, we will get this game underway. Lousy.Cheesy drew Terran and is in blue, and he is located in the top left corner of the map. FBS chose Protoss, and he is in the white, located in the top right corner of this map. For those of you out there who don't know a lot about the map Satyrchasm, the best way I can describe it is think of Lost Temple, but think of it kind of, you know, on end in a sense. The players start in the corners, kind of similar to Lost Temple, or you can even think of it on the order of rivalry as well. Both players at this point are just doing the normal building up of probes and drones. FBS has his first probe, looks like it's ready to build his first pylon right at the top near his ramp that leads to the main fighting area of the map. Lousy.Cheesy has a supply depot also under construction, located immediately to the back of his mineral line. FBS is known very well for his annoying scouting routines, and his probe is on the way looking to see where Lousy.Cheesy is. And it looks like FBS is going to guess right on his first guess into the top left corner. Lousy.Cheesy has moved one of his SCVs to the top of the ramp, it looks like to probably put up a defensive position, or actually a barracks. FBS's probe has now entered Lousy.Cheesy's main base. In the meanwhile, back at FBS's main base, a gateway is under construction to the bottom left of the pylon that was built immediately to the top right of the ramp leading to the main battle area. Should be quite an interesting game, as FBS's Protoss is an outstanding, is just very good, and I can't even say it any other better than that. And Lousy.Cheesy's Terran, despite the fact that he claims that he's not as great at it, has really improved over the past several weeks. At this point as well, Fatboy Senior has his assimilator completed, and he's soon going to have gas coming from a few of his probes, as is Lousy.Cheesy with his refinery. Two players are almost in a sense mirroring each other, even though they are two different races. Lousy.Cheesy also has a second supply depot being built immediately to the bottom of the first supply depot behind his mineral line. And back at FBS's main base, he has a second pylon under construction. At this point as well, Lousy.Cheesy is sending his SCV on a scouting run, and it looks like he's going to guess right as well in his first try, and is heading towards the top right into FBS's base. FBS is sending a zealot to try to disrupt and to cause some ruckus in Lousy.Cheesy's main. Lousy does have a marine, however, that is working on the probe that is just dancing around the main base, waiting for the zealot to come. However, Lousy.Cheesy very intelligently has a marine blocking the ramp to make it very difficult for the zealot to get through, and also to make that probe disappear. It's also important to note that Lousy.Cheesy now has two factories under construction immediately to the bottom of his command center. Of course, that one marine at the ramp was annihilated by the zealot, and now we have the zealot chasing the marine and the marine running for his life. The zealot decides to give up the chase and decides to disrupt the SCV trying to build a second factory and destroys it, leaving the factory only at a 766 out of 1250, about halfway built, forcing Lousy.Cheesy to send in a second SCV to continue the construction. That one zealot killed the one remaining marine, and Lousy.Cheesy is continuing to produce marines to try to annoy and to eliminate this threat. However, that one zealot's going to kill yet another marine, makes that four kills for the zealot. However, Lousy.Cheesy now has a vulture that has been completed, and that should finish off the zealot just like that. Lousy.Cheesy actually never went into FBS's main base and just has his SCV sitting on the main attack route that FBS will be taking throughout this game. To give you an update, two of the two players' bases here. FBS has two gateways, a cybernetics core that is upgrading most likely Dragoon range, and he also has a fourth pylon under construction. Meanwhile, back at Lousy.Cheesy's main base, he is constructing yet another factory to make a total of three. And he has two vultures currently produced and is in the process of producing more. And FBS, in his typical fashion, has a dragoon causing problems inside of Lousy Dachshezy's main base. However, with the help of two SCVs, the two vultures were able to successfully destroy the attack of that one dragoon. However, not without the loss of one of the two vultures. FPS is on his way sending in yet another dragoon, and the vulture and the dragoon are fighting on the main ramp of Lousy.Cheesy's. Of course, the vulture, realizing that it was a battle that was not going to be won alone, allowed the dragoon to move in, and with the support of a siege tank, there goes that dragoon. FPS at this point looks like he's just sending in units one by one. Here comes two more dragoons into Lousy.Cheesy's base. Lousy.Cheesy, however, right at the immediate top of his ramp, has placed a spider mine. And he's got his three SCVs that are repairing the siege tank, which should be enough to handle this attack from FBS. The mine damaged both dragoons, and both dragoons are going to be easily destroyed by yet another mine. And that attack is foiled. FBS realizes that this sort of idea is probably not going to work for the rest of the game. So he stopped for a second, but looks like he's continuing to send those two dragoons in anyway. Wonder quite why. Looks like a waste of them, in my opinion. Meanwhile, back at FBS's main base, he has yet a third gateway completed, a robotics facility, and an observatory, which will give him the power of reconnaissance for the remainder of this game. Lousy.Cheesy at his main base has his three factories completed, two of them with the machine shop upgraded. And now it looks like Lousy.Cheesy's on the attack himself, with one zealot, four siege tanks, and an SCV. Sounds kind of like the 12 Days of Christmas, I'm sorry, but it's April. Gonna be soon to be April, excuse me. And the four tanks are on their way. FBS, realizing it, with his three dragoons, are on the retreat, although they stop in a more defensive position, so they could get attacked for a moment. For some reason, FBS is not just sending his dragoons back into his main base and is just letting the tanks do some damage. Although now the logic makes sense, as three more dragoons came up to assist to make five dragoons versus three tanks, which is a favorable odds for FBS. We have our first sort of major battle of the game. One siege tank in siege mode kills a dragoon, but in the process is destroyed itself. Now the three tanks go into siege mode to kill a dragoon, but due to FBS's positioning, is able to finish him off. Except that, how do I want to put this? That battle just basically canceled those troops entirely out. The only survivor, a dragoon with a whole 2 hit points. We have our first expansion of the game as well. Lousy.Cheesy has expanded to his natural, immediately to the south of his main base in the top left corner. FBS now, with the guidance of an observer, has a group of now seven dragoons coming towards Lousy.Cheesy's base, and looks like they are going to meet up with four vultures of Lousy.Cheesy's. Lousy sets off a couple of mines there. Of course, the observer is going to be able to give the dragoons the necessary information and the location of those mines to make them obsolete and useless. There goes one, and the other four that were placed are no longer going to be of any use to Lousy.Cheesy. Lousy now has a tank set up in position with a couple of mines around it, though. If FBS was smart, he'd move his dragoons in and let the mines do the damage. However, that was an effective mine, killing successfully three of the dragoons in the attack force. However, Lousy.Cheesy is a bit on the defensive at this point. Currently, those dragoons are killing, or trying to destroy, the engineering bay, which is giving Lousy.Cheesy the power to build a missile turret at his natural expansion. However, with the aid of a couple of siege tanks in siege mode, the attack is repelled, and FBS and Lousy.Cheesy go back into their states of continuing construction and macro management. At this point as well, FBS is also expanding to his natural, which is located immediately to the left of his main base at the top right corner of the map. FBS also has two more observers completed, and they are on their way to find out some stuff as well. FPS is continuing to try to continue to go into Lousy.Cheesy's main base. However, Lousy has his ramp blocked by two siege tanks, and that attack is completely repelled, but in the process, the engineering bay, due to the fact that it was in the red damage and was not repaired in time, died. Oh boy. FPS in the process has also sent an observer into the main base of Lousy.Cheesy to give him the information that I've told you from the start. There's still only three factories. Only one of them, two of them at this point, are producing, however. At this point, let me give you an update again of the two players' bases. FPS now has four gateways completed. He has that one robotics facility and an observatory, and is currently in the process of building yet a fifth gateway and a Citadel of Adun. FPS's natural expansion's nexus is complete, however, it's not producing any probes, and is currently guarded by four Dragoons and a Pylon. At this point as well, FPS has three Dragoons in an aggressive position towards the center of the map. Lousy.Cheesy, of course, has a natural expansion and is now currently constructing his fourth factory, as well as an armory, which he will probably use to either gain Goliaths and also for upgrades, a valuable tool in the game of StarCraft. At this point, it looks like it's a pretty evenly played game, and looks like it's turning out to be a battle between Dragoons and Tanks. Sounds kind of traditional. Lousy.Cheesy at this point is also rebuilding his engineering bay, which he could have saved had he repaired it, although he had a couple of other issues at the time, so it didn't really, it wasn't a major concern for Lousy.Cheesy. FPS knows completely about the group of eight tanks, which are spread out pretty well in groups of two, that are guarding his second natural expansion, which is located immediately to the southeast of Lousy.Cheesy's main base, in the top left corner of the map. What a surprise! FPS is also mirroring what Lousy.Cheesy is doing by also expanding to his second natural, which is located to the immediate southwest of his main base in the top left corner. As was so adequately put by the other observer in this game, it's really like a game of chess. Both players are just waiting for the right moment and the right move to push the envelope and to attack. Looks like FPS is going to take the initiative with a large group of Dragoons. Unupgraded, by the way. Let's see, it's a group of 12 Dragoons trying to do some damage. And let me just be honest with you, it's not a good day to be an engineering bay in Lousy.Cheesy's base, as this one has also been damaged heavily. But this time, Lousy does not make the mistake, and an SCV is in repair mode to save it from blowing up. Lousy.Cheesy at this point is also building, of course, his second command center to start to get minerals from the mineral-only natural at the immediate southeast of his base. Back at his main, he has two more supply depots being constructed, as well as an academy and also a fifth factory to continue the macro management theme of the game. In the meanwhile, FPS back at his natural has built two more gateways to bring his total of gateways up to seven. And his second natural, located to the southeast of his main base, and not the mineral-only one, that is, has now got a bunch of probes there ready to mine. So at this point, it looks like FPS is in the better economic position. Even though both players are in the same exact boat with the same number of expansions, FPS's are much better maintained at this point. However, Lousy.Cheesy looks like he's going to continue to try to tank push, as he's got some missile turrets that are being built in the middle of the map, and that missile turret being constructed is being guarded by a group of eight siege tanks, which are lumped together pretty heavily, though. Could be kind of dangerous, as there are a couple of mines surrounding it. FPS is sending an observer over to see what is happening. The one observer sees the missile turret there and turns around immediately, and the other one sits in a spot where he will not be detected, and also gives FPS logical information about this part of the map. Lousy.cheesy is also an excellent player in the fact that he has units in a lot of different spots to figure out any sort of, you know, passive attack that FPS could be using throughout the game. He's got a group of four vultures, however, sitting in the bottom left corner at that natural expansion for the bottom left main base. He does have a couple of mines there as well. FPS at this point is now building his fourth base, the natural expansion for the bottom right main base. And at this point, it's going to have two pylons and will have a photon cannon, which I believe is the first one that FPS has built in this game. In the meanwhile, back at Lousy.cheesy's main base, he has yet another factory in construction to put his factory total up to 6 and has a starport under construction as well. And there is just a huge force of tanks there, and we have ourselves a major battle going on right in the middle of the map. Zealots, Dark Templar, Dragoons, you name it, they're there. And FPS looks like he's trying to disrupt Lousy.cheesy's position and has done an excellent job killing off most of the tanks that were there. It was probably, I'd say, a battle between about, oh, good 20, 21 tanks versus a good group of about 10, 12 Dragoons and about 10 Zealots. And FPS is on the attack with the group of Zealots with the speed upgrade in position to cause havoc in Lousy.cheesy's main base. Lousy.cheesy wisely, however, puts several of his tanks back into the normal tank mode so it can move around instead of the concrete static mode. And FPS with his Dark Templar and the Dragoons are making mincemeat of the tanks there. And at this point, it looks like FPS has gained a good advantage in this game, as he's had the better established expansions and he's got a better position at this point. Lousy.cheesy, however, did repel the first attack, but FPS, because of all of the gateways, is able to produce 7 Zealots at a time if he wanted to. And he's just wrecking havoc into Lousy.cheesy's main base. It's important to note that Lousy.cheesy has beaten FPS the last two times that these two players have played, so perhaps FPS has a little bit of motivation to win this game. And there come those four vultures that were sitting in the bottom left corner. And of course, with vultures being a very good unit against Zealots, handle that attack there, and FPS is going to be forced to regroup. Well, for just a couple of seconds, that is, as here comes a group of 8 Zealots and 4 Dragoons on the attack. FPS has also established yet another expansion, this time in the bottom right main base. It's important to note that the two expansions that FPS has gone to in the bottom right corner are the two on this map with gas. Very important detail. And of course, something that you should keep in mind. Lousy.cheesy also has expanded to yet another spot, makes 3 expansions for him at the bottom left natural gas expansion. At this point, it looks like FPS is just waiting for his forces to basically merge together so he can do a nice two-pronged attack on Lousy.cheesy. The vultures, however, handle the first prong of the attack with the Zealots. And lots of spider mines have been constructed from Lousy.cheesy to guard the two natural expansions of his. And here comes the next incursion of FPS's. We're looking at a group of about 10 Dragoons and about 4 or 5 Zealots. It looks like Lousy.cheesy is in a decent position to defend this attack as well. So perhaps FPS's opportunity to win this game has just went by the wayside. Because that was an excellent, excellent defense from Lousy.cheesy. He had his tanks in a spot where the Dragoons were not going to directly get to him. And of course he had the SCVs repairing the two siege tanks that were in the most direct line of fire, an excellent move from Lousy.cheesy. However, here's something interesting though. FPS has two of his Dark Templar that have located Lousy.cheesy's expansion in the bottom left corner. They actually bypass the expansion of Lousy Dat Cheesies. And we're looking in the main. However, they changed their mind, and they are now laying waste to the command center. Lousy Dat Cheesy scans the area, kills one of the Templar. However, is he gonna... The scan ran out, and there's still one tank there. However, with 1 second, you know, with one more second of another scan, the siege tank saves the expansion and keeps this game and this expansion well underway. However, FBS, not being one that wants to give up that easy, sends in another large force of Dark Templar and Zealots. Four more DTs, three Zealots, and the other, and make that five Dark Templar who's here, there's one more was added in just at the last second. And now that expansion in the bottom left corner does not exist. In the meanwhile, Lousy Dat Cheesy, however, is making a strong incursion of his own with his tanks in a very good position, handling the second natural expansion, and has mines to protect himself from the Dark Templar. So this game has really taken the turn for the worst for FBS. A couple of psionic storms did a little bit of damage to a few of the tanks. And actually that force of about 21 tanks is now down to 9. Although the 9 tanks that are remaining are laying waste to the second expansion of FBS's. FBS is sending a couple more Dark Templar to try to disrupt this latest incursion. And now the mad scramble is on for FBS to try to protect his own base. Looked like he was in a pretty good spot to take control of this game and just push it in. But guess what? Lousy Dat Cheesy looks like he's going to be able to turn the tide enough. Well, then again, how can we ever assume anything between two great players? As a second group of Dark Templar, Zealots, and Dragoons come in and finish off this latest incursion. However, the damage was done, as one of the natural expansions no longer does exist. At this point, I think it's important to update how both players are doing at this point. FBS has 5 gateways at his main base, which are producing. He's got 2 at his second natural, which is located immediately to the bottom left of his main ramp, entering from his main base in the top right. At his second expansion, which is located into the bottom right corner, the natural expansion for that bottom right main base, he's got it pretty well established with 2 more gateways, 2 photon cannons, and 2 pylons. In addition, he also has a base at the main right, bottom right base. And he's establishing that as well with more pylons, and I'm assuming, guess what? 2 more gateways. Lousy Dat Cheesy at this point, however, only has now these 2 expansions located at the top left corner, the 2 naturals for his main base. And it's important to note as well that FBS has also expanded again, which makes 4 expansions at this point, basically the second natural in the top left corner from Lousy Dat Cheesy's. So FBS is taking control of one of Lousy Dat Cheesy's main other ways to get minerals at this point. So the only area that isn't being used by either player at this point is the bottom left, as Lousy Dat Cheesy's only expansion in that area was destroyed. And as my observing counterpart just mentioned, neither player at this point has built a single air unit. Then again, why would you do that when you've got such huge numbers of forces coming either way? Here comes yet another incursion. This time it comes from the Protoss in white, Fat Boy Senior. He has a group of 8 Dragoons, 2 Dark Templar, and a High Templar in a pear tree. Apparently Lousy Dat Cheesy heard my lame joke as he put a couple of periods out there. But instead, what really Lousy Dat Cheesy was dotting about was the fact that he had a command center going up to the second to the natural expansion immediately to the right of his main base. But of course, there was a minor problem. FBS already had that base established. So of course, Lousy Dat Cheesy's trying to now destroy the space there so he can take control himself. However, that's not without some losses, and there go a few tanks, and some SCVs are on their way to try to expand at that point as well. Lousy Dad Chazy looks like he's kind of contained from taking that spot immediately to the right of his base. And Lousy Dad Chazy agrees with that as he adds yet a third dot to his response. And here comes yet another battle. Vultures, tanks, observers, and dragoons, and a Dark Templar as well. Two players are battling right at the main area there that'll lead into the two natural expansions to the top left main base. FPS is doing an excellent job in this incursion here, doing quite a bit of damage to the missile turrets and to the tanks there that Lousy.Cheesy had. It looks like Lousy.Cheesy, however, is losing the steam that he had, and it looked like the advantage that he had. It looks like at this point, of course, we don't want to quote anything as we've had so many different changes go on throughout this game, but now FPS is in a position where he looks like he should be able to control this game. We're talking about a group of 9 Dragoons, which are upgraded at 101, by the way. Lousy Dad Cheesy had his tanks upgraded at a 1-1 as well. Lousy Dad Cheesy's second natural expansion no longer exists, and FPS is laying waste to the first natural expansion, which is, of course, located immediately to the south of the main base of Lousy Dad Cheesy in the top left corner. FPS is now fortifying his attack with even more Dragoons. Lousy Dad Cheesy realizes that the end is near, and FPS is going to make this game his with a victory over Lousy Dad Cheesy's Terran on the map Setterchasm, which will be the map that will be used next week in the 2v2 tournament, The Search for Partnership Prowess, a double elimination 2v2 tournament which will be held using the floating bracket format. Hope to see you out there next Thursday night for those games. And this is Space Dominator signing out as Lousy.Cheesy makes the confirmation with the surrendered GG. And this ball game ends with Fetboy Senior defeating Lousy.Cheesy on the map, Setterchasm, in 27 minutes and 7 seconds. The score is FPS 181,329 versus Lousy Dad Cheesy's score of 145,804. It was an excellent game of StarCraft played on this evening. Both players looked like they had control at different points of the game. However, FPS was able to handle the one expansion that was built in the bottom left corner of the map, which I think was maybe a big turning point, as well as the expansion immediately to the right of Lousy Dad Cheesy's main base in the top left. And that'll just about do it for tonight's broadcast of this show game between FPS and Lousy Dad Cheesy. For FPS, Lousy Dad Cheesy, and the rest of Blizzard Gaming Night, I'm Space Dominator, reminding you again that Lousy Dad Cheesy was defeated by Fatboy Senior in 27 minutes and 7 seconds on the map Setterchasm. Good night, everybody.